Live from our KGGF studios here in Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck, as we're joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. It's Candy Westbrook. Candy, always happy to have you here in studio, and good morning.
Good morning.
As it's a chilly, icy Wednesday today, but we still got to get back to work today.
We
you guys
do.
Still
school
had CNN.
Was still open.
Yeah, here in Coffeyville specifically,
yeah.
It was still open. us Coffeyville natives are all at work today. Many of us,
yep.
But also many of us here in this area not experiencing as bad of roads. When I was driving out of Howard last night,
oof. North
yeah.
was a lot bad. Yeah,
Howard was a mess getting out of last night. So certainly stay off the roads if they're not in any good conditions
yeah.
here this morning. But Candy, CNN this morning, where was it at?
We were at Sleep In.
Awesome.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
very
it was
cool.
A big turnout, huge crowd. So that was great. We're just blessed that we have Sleep In here in Coffeyville. It is one of the only locally owned hotels that you can find in Southeast Kansas. There's not too many. Most of them are chains nowadays.
I was going to say some major chain or like mm-hmm. a Hilton or something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
I mean,
Hyatt.
Sleep In is connected to a chain. I mean, Choice Hotels. But they are locally owned, so they get to do things their way, which is amazing. Because I've been to some in other towns that aren't quite as nice as ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky that we're the only one. And because they're locally owned, they care about the community. So they're constantly doing things in Coffeyville. They've got events going there. They just had a comedy night there last weekend. It was packed house. They do things like the Red Cross recently was helping out a family, the big fire. They had like 10 families misplaced or whatever.
Yeah.
They took the families in at the hotel.
Wow.
And let them stay there. So, yeah, they're just really great. So anything that you can do to help promote the Sleep In, you know, if you got people coming in town, you got families, you got maybe a client, you know, they're the first one I usually pick just because I do know that they're going to be taken care of. So
yeah, and you're right too, because I mean, locally that extra spin, people don't really realize it. They wouldn't really know it unless they saw it, because
mm-hmm.
I swear every Holiday Inn, you know, no discredit to them here, but every Holiday Inn I walk to is the same. It looks
mm-hmm.
the same. It's, you know, it's kind of the same staff even as well. They have a structure.
Yeah,
they know what they want inside there, and then you know
yeah.
a place like this, they not only look after the community, as we just see with these, you know, misplaced families, misplaced
right.
individuals that they take in. But also, I'm sure, you know, they hold events. They hold a lot of things. They hold a
right.
lot of our family members themselves. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I
find
mean,
a way
think,
to get back.
I think we're blessed because all of our hotels in Coffeyville are actually nice. You know, you never know when you travel to hotels. You're always a little
yeah.
scared.
A little eerie.
And I've had some bad experiences. I had a really bad experience at Christmas time. But we are blessed because all of our hotels are very clean. They're well managed. They're customer service is great, and so I'm really glad that we have some really good ones here. I mean, Best Western's great, and Hilton, or Holiday Inn, not Hilton, but I just love that locally owned aspect of it. They also have the biggest meeting room in town, it seems like, so they can fit almost 350 people in that room,
yeah.
and it's only 150 a day, so that's pretty good deal, so. So, yeah, other things going on. Chuck McFate from First Presbyterian Church, just again a reminder, today is the Wednesday soup lunch. It is free for the community. And then also, they have a thrift store that's open every Thursday, and I forget about it, but a lot of great stuff in there. So you stop by between 8 and 4 and go to the thrift store. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit, so along with their fashion wear and their work shoes, they have a shoe store that actually still goes back to the old-fashioned, I'm going to measure, I'm going to see your arches, I'm going to make sure that you have what they call happy, healthy feet. A lot of places are just, you know, there it is, go look at it, pick out your shoes.
Yeah, they make you wiggle your toes, and they're like, yep, that's good.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
fits.
They make sure it's good so that your feet are healthy, because we're on them all day. And so.
I was going to say, well, yeah, that's, I mean, most people don't realize it. You're standing on your feet all day, but, you know, your legs, your feet, if they're not comfortable, you would be surprised. I remember when I injured my finger one time, and I was like, oh, it's my finger. I don't use that. I'm not going to bother me each
right.
day. You'd be surprised how appendages, and if your feet are uncomfortable and you
uh-huh.
have to be on them, it's
yeah.
that's not a good scenario.
Yeah, it was great. Doug Mum from Grace Fellowship actually gave a shout out to the Chamber for our annual dinner. He said he loved the format. The speaker was amazing and just a big crowd. And so I'll jump on there too. I want to thank the community for coming out. It was such a big turnout, the biggest we've ever had. Amazing winners for all the awards. Just that warms my heart, just seeing people that really truly deserve it and are excited about that. So that was awesome for the night. And then, of course, we had Ed O'Malley from the Kansas Leadership Center. He even posted on his Facebook page about how wonderful Coffeyville was. And I got an email from him afterwards just saying, you know, I go to a lot of different speaking events. Yours is probably one of the first that we had such a big crowd for an annual dinner and such an amazing, engaging, fun, exciting group. So shout out to Coffeyville. We're doing something right here.
Yeah, no, and I know all of us here at KGGF wanted to give a big shout out to the Chamber and you, Candy, specifically. It was a great event. We had a lot of fun ourselves, particularly. It was a great event seeing all of the community members as well.
Yeah.
And I remember in his speech, Mr. O'Malley there, that he was mentioning even at the beginning of his speech, he was like, feel proud that there's this turnout, that there is mm-hmm. this amount of people in this room that care and that give back to this community, because you don't see that.
Yeah.
And he's been all over Kansas.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So that was great. It was a great blessing. Valerie from the Coffeyville Journal, just a reminder that they are welcoming all and any news that's out there. You've got some great things to share about our community. Give them a shout. You don't have to write it up. They'll write it up. But just let them know what's happening here in Coffeyville so that they can spread the news about that. Dylan Oder from Community State Bank. Thanks to everybody that supported the Chili Bowl. Wait till you hear this. So this is crazy. Giving back to the community we talked about. $7,300 in donations just from a chili feed, which is pretty good. And almost 100 gallons. 100 gallons of chili.
Wow. That's a man. We had a lot of hungry football fans in or something like
yeah.
that. The Super Bowl chili feed. So all of that money, I believe, staying here locally, is
yes,
it not?
Yes. It goes to the Friends of
That's
Animals
right.
and for our shelter just to help out and make sure that we are taking care of our little furry friends here in Coffeyville.
That's incredible. So. Yeah, because I remember they were selling it, I believe, by the pint or something. And
yeah.
They were, 100 gallons?
I know.
Holy cow.
Is, yeah,
that's some
amazing.
Chili. That's quite a bit of it.
Pretty amazing.
Big shout out there then.
Yeah. Haley from USD 445. So the last homecoming game is coming up. So make sure you make plans for that. Well, the last home game, and it happens to be homecoming. That's what I meant. So. And then also, this is great, they have a musical coming up. It's Legally Blonde musical. I think that's going to be amazing. That's February 15th through the 17th. So get online and find out about all those show times and get your tickets. Jessica Hensley from Heritage Homes Keller Williams welcomed a couple new employees to the family, Paige Work and Brandy Tao. And then also they... are on the radio starting. They started a radio show up here, AM 690, 8:10 in the morning. So kind of nice, because even if you're not buying a house right that moment, it's just good to know about what's going on in the market and, you know, what's going on for buyers, sellers, everything.
Well, I get the lucky end of it because I'm here every Monday mm-hmm. with Jessica, and she'll step in speaking a little real estate, because for me personally, I just see it as a learning experience
mm-hmm.
because I know, especially at my age right now, when I do finally settle in somewhere, whether it's here in Coffeyville or somewhere else, I don't know yet, but finally settle in and start to buy a house, I'm going to have all that information
right.
already. She's going to be helping me. She'll help you out with the markets here locally, but still, she'll give you some advice that'll take you on down the line, even outside of the SEK. So
yeah.
obviously, you want to listen to her with the markets down here, but you're just great advice top to bottom in terms of looking for a house, looking for the right person
to
seek
that.
Help.
They've just gone above and beyond I'm not just selling you a home, but I'm educating you and I'm helping you because I want to make sure you're happy in that home.
Yeah.
So they've been great about that.
Yeah, and that's a good term to use, too. Instead of finding like a house, they want to find you a home. They would like to find and you to be comfortable here.
Mm-hmm. So Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec, a reminder on two deadlines. Today's the deadline to get your T-shirt if you want to register for the Frosty Glow. And then Friday's the deadline for the Cupid Cakes. Chelsea from Advanced Physical Therapy. It was great. I love when we have some new people that don't come very often because the room will always learn something new. But they are right by U.S. Solar. They kind of share the Integral Fitness building. And they offer a lot of physical therapy. But two of them she mentioned today that were very interesting. One was pelvic floor therapy. Not a very exciting one, but we all have, as we get older, we need to work on our pelvic. And then this cool one is called dry needling. it's acupuncture that targets certain muscles and different things in your body. But they do it right here in Coffeyville, so that's pretty neat that we have that here.
Yeah, and if I've learned anything, blood flow is a major thing out there. And the acupuncture is a great way to do it. And then stretching as well. And I'm sure with pelvic movements or whichever, it's a great stretch. I mean, people don't realize that if you know, sit down for 10 minutes and stretch in the morning, it makes you feel good.
It
really does.
Your body really needs it. So, Martha Bond from Keller Williams out of Bartlesville, they have a new mobile app, which is amazing because then you get to have all your listings on the phone all over the United States, and they even have a mortgage application on there, so that's pretty handy. Advanced Pest Solution, Quentin McKay was there today. Quentin usually comes a lot in the summer, but sometimes he'll come and check in on us in the wintertime. He's licensed in Kansas and Oklahoma, and what I love about their service is they do pest management. So it's not just, I'm going to come out and spray the baseboards and you're done. It's where are they coming from? Where are these little rodents and insects coming from? How do we target it? How do we fix the problem for you? So they've been out to my place, and they just do really good service. You can jump onto their website. I love their website, roachreaper.com. So can't forget that one. So
I know. You can't forget it at all. Roach Reaper. I mean, it just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Uh-huh. Right? So check them out. Lisa Brookover, an ambassador. So 150th is in full swing and merchandise still on sale. One of the new things that we're doing right now that's really neat is we are doing calendars for the assisted living residents here in Coffeyville. And so we need sponsors for that, whether it's you as an individual or your business wants to sponsor one or five or 10 calendars. We need 199 to deliver all the residents here in Coffeyville for assisted living. And it's just a great way to give back to these residents. They, you know, they can't get out, and it's a great way for them to be a part of that celebration and the history. And so just a great thing to do.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of them as well that are residing in these homes are ones that experienced a lot of the 150 years of Coffeyville history. So
yeah, and it was interesting. Back when we had the 100-year celebration, a couple of the assisted living homes actually – The residents got involved and did volunteering and did all kinds of projects and were a big part of it. So
that's awesome.
It's nice to kind of have that back. And then the beard contest is going on, so make sure you stop by Mario's and get signed up for that. I've already seen several people in town. They're all clean shaven. I'm anxious to see how it turns out. So
I know you'd be surprised. I mean, some some guys out there can really put it on.
It's
I'll tell
be
you that.
Crazy looking.
I know.
Anne Marie Van Oster from Liebert's also talked about 150th. Just that letters did go out from that task force, and those letters, I know we've got calls at the chamber about it. They weren't from the chamber. They're actually from the whole 150th group. But those were to help kind of get some funding to support some of the big events coming up. We've got a big event coming up in June, a big birthday bash, and then a gala in September and a few other things. So if you got a letter and you want to donate to that, all the proceeds will stay right here in Coffeyville to support 150th. Related to that is the Municipal Light and Power Plant. Have you heard about the beautiful new lights?
No. Did they get them upgraded? Or?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, if you go by there at the power plant,
it's smacking
lit
the
up,
microphone
you know,
over there.
And usually it's, I want to say normal colors are white sometimes, and sometimes they've got Christmas colors.
Okay.
But these are blue and white to match the logo for the city and the 150th and everything. And it looks so amazing at night. I mean, it just stands out. So you have to drive by there one of the evenings if you're out. And then she gave a shout out to CCC for their Valentine's little singing grams. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, I think so.
But they're doing that again this year. So if you, a singing Valentine, you go online and you can choose your songs and all kinds of different levels, and they'll come out and sing to whoever in town. So much fun. It's pretty neat. So.
Yeah, and I was talking about this the other day. You know, bonus points here, fellas. If you ever had any idea for Valentine's Day, this is one of them.
We had some people elbowing, you know, spouses in the room.
Because I've had flowers delivered, but I never had a song delivered before.
I know.
That I can't even imagine.
It's amazing. Also on that note with CCC, Yvonne Hull mentioned the play coming up. It's Romeo and Juliet, February 22nd through the 24th. It is free, but you have to go online and register because it's limited spacing. So, and then, exciting. The men's basketball is doing well. We're down to the last two games this Saturday, next Wednesday, and they're number 3 in the nation. So let's cross our fingers and just root for them, because it'd be nice to have another championship here at Coffeyville.
I was going to say, we're racking them in. Volleyball 2 years in a row, and how about some basketball? I feel like it's you know, I don't want to jinx it because I followed them all year long, but Herc, he's got those guys poised. And it was a rough game against Butler, but they still found a way to win.
Yeah,
and that's what they've been doing all year long, is finding ways to win, and most of the time dominating. So
I think we got
a pretty good chance of making a good run nationally.
It's going to be great. So, and then she also brought by the new golf coach, which we just heard on the radio just a second ago before I walked in. But not only golf, but he will be doing the esports, which is gaming, and so. New program that's exciting, and we're looking forward to seeing kind of what happens with that. So,
well, and you got to appreciate that out of especially a community college, is they are looking for more ways to accept other students. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that was something that somebody really wanted to do, but it's not available down here.
Yeah.
CCC's like open arms, you know, we're like, we'll give it a try. And now they're looking, I think, their preliminary stages of trying to get a lab set up and what that would look like. And I think by next fall, it should be in full course. So.
Right. It's going to be pretty cool. And then last couple things, we had Laura Sanford from Class LTD. Just a reminder that their clients actually do certain services for businesses at a really, cheap rate, but just gives a chance for the clients to have a job and be involved in the community. But they do everything from assembly to shredding, stuffing envelopes. So if your business has a needs, give them a call and they can help you out with that. So, last thing on the chamber, just that we have our community guides out now, and they went out in the mail this past week. I'm going to be delivering some boxes around town, but if you want one, stop by the chamber. They're just nice to have sitting on your desk or, at home, because when you want to look up a number, you can look up in the directory without having to go online, and you can look up a business that you know is reputable because they're a chamber member and they're involved in the community. So it's nice to have that. Plus, it has everything else listed in there too: healthcare, education, information about the city, the chamber. So, just a nice, helpful community guide, and we have those at the chamber for free. Just stop by and grab one.
Oh, great! So, you don't have to be a chamber member to get them, or
nope. Anybody in town can have one. So,
I love that. Yeah, gotta love that. Of course, moving into a town like this, when I was a kid, I didn't really put too much thought into it either, but I had no idea what a Chamber of Commerce really did or what it was, and, this is a great example of really, it shows off the good, reputable businesses throughout the community, and those are the, it bridges that gap in between, especially for somebody that's not from around the area, pointing the finger at me, not from around the area by any means, you don't know owners, you don't know stores, and there's so many times where we sit down and have these interviews, and you say, over at this certain shop, they actually carry this. And it's like, what?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. So great little directory guide there just to bridge that gap, make it easier. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once again, that's director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, we'll just check in with you next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.